One Vote is Christine Woodhouse's first documentary film. She's an attorney who works full-time in New York City. Woodhouse explained she volunteered as part of an ABA program that trains attorneys and sends them to different locations across the country to be an observer at a polling place and serve as an informal resource to people as they show up at the polls. Woodhouse said once she hit the ground, there are a couple of days of training on the local issues. She said over her years of doing this, she noticed something interesting.
There are always some people who show up for whom that vote seems a lot more important than just trying to influence the results of an election. You know, for someone for whom it's something profound, that's something that symbolizes a connection between that person and society, whether it's a naturalized citizen or a young person voting for the first time or an older person who's been voting at the same polling place for many years and never missed an election. A new parent, you know, bringing their child with them.
Woodhouse said it seemed like there's something going on with voting that just isn't really covered in the media.
We're always focused on the rhetoric of the candidates and legislative, you know, maneuvers, and especially on demographics, right? Like, how do white, college-educated suburban women, you know, feel on this issue or feel about this candidate? But in truth, votes are not cast that way. Votes are cast one individual at a time, and often, not, you know, not every person that you see at a polling place, but often there's a very compelling story that explains what that vote means to that person.
For years, Woodhouse dreamed of doing a documentary film. She studied film at Stanford and loved watching documentaries, but said she just wasn't sure how to pull one off and make it interesting. Woodhouse said she came up with the idea to find compelling stories and characters that people would be drawn to and would be interested in following over the course of Election Day.
And trying to weave together a film that would take place over the course of one single day, which would be Election Day, and just take place in four or five or six different places in the country. And I spent about a year and a half actually researching, looking for stories, and I found, honestly, so many cool stories, right? More stories than I could afford to have film crews at on Election Day. So we picked six.
Woodhouse said the film has been personally fulfilling for her to work on. She said she always knew kind of where she wanted to go with it and just what she wanted to focus on.
For the film, we selected a range of stories. The idea was to show the diversity of American voters and of voting experiences, frankly. You know, voting in Alaska feels different than voting in Chicago, feels different than voting in South Carolina, because in our system, voting is controlled locally. And so the experience of voters is very different depending on where you live.
At the same time, there's a common element. There's a core feeling of excitement about being part of the process, as well as a respect and bipartisanship in each of the characters they selected. She says there really were no politics in the film and virtually no references to the candidates.
And you have no idea how the characters vote. And that's part of what we were aiming for intentionally in the film, that it would be, you would connect to the characters and you would be rooting for them. And you would realize, like, hey, in a way, how they voted doesn't really matter to me. But their respect for the process and their, you know, commitment to getting their vote cast or to supporting other people in voting is what is resonating. And it's just not a story that we hear covered when we look at, you know, media coverage of elections.
One Vote screens at the 2018 Omaha Film Festival Saturday, March 10th at 5 p.m. in the Village Point Cinema. Woodhouse and everyone featured in the documentary, including Omaha's own Warren Buffett, will be available for a question and answer session after the film screening. All access and all films passes are available in addition to individual tickets. For a complete schedule of films and events, the website is omahafilmfestival.org. With Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Cheryl Lee.